If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Odyssey app. It's free for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. It'll be up there. And so you miss something, you can just go back and get it. It's that easy. Welcome to a Friday. Good morning, Carson.
Woo! Good morning, BJ.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I'm just glad it's Friday. I'm a little tired. I'm not going to lie.
Let me try this with Spadell. Spadell, what's up?
What's up?
Let me try this with Jamie. Jamie, what's up?
What's up? Oh, my God. My eyeballs are so swollen. The pollen count is...
You have a problem every day.
Look at him. Look at him. No, no, no. The pollen...
I know. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just saying. Your eyes get swollen. And your eyes are bugging
your,
out.
Your back always hurts. And you're always tired.
Look, I'm just pointing out.
And I'm just pointing out your back
your
always
eyes.
Hurt. Jeepers, yesterday, creepers. Did you not say the day before and the day before and the day before your back hurt?
I have back problems. Okay. There's no doubt about that. I got leg problems. I got all kinds of problems, man.
All right. Well,
I got problems at home. I got problems at work. I got problems everywhere I go, man. Speaking of problems. Man, did that CEO thing blow up yesterday from the Coldplay show.
Oh, it was everywhere.
That poor dude, man. This guy's worth $1.2 billion. And it turns out, Jamie, you were dead on. That woman is in a world of trouble because she was the HR director.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. Wow. The HR person.
I don't even like his statement. We'll read it here in a little bit. But his statement is even lame. He blames Coldplay.
Yeah, he does. You're right. And when you watch the full video, you could see the people around them, especially that one lady. There's one lady in the shot. She knows. She knows this is trouble because she's like, oh, my God, they're caught. They're caught. She's in on it, man. Oh, no. Oh, he ducks out of the way. The other lady, the HR director, runs from the scene.
I mean, he's not worth a billion. The company's worth a billion, but I believe he's worth hundreds of millions probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, his wife's going to be, too.
And she took her, she took his name off of her Facebook page, her married name.
She did?
She erased it, yeah.
I didn't see any response from her.
She just took the last name off.
Just imagine, man. Right? You're skipping out on your wife. You're taking the HR director to a Coldplay show. They decide to put a kiss cam on you. There you are, all cuddled up together. Your wife actually sees it. Once it breaks on the internet, it goes viral. It's everywhere, man. And you're the CEO of the company. She's HR director. It's not good. It's a Coldplay show that cost him millions.
Oh, my God. And then for him, again, we'll get the statement, but it was something like, you know, I went out for a lovely evening. Shut up. Don't say that. It was supposed to be a day of like music and whatever. It's like, don't even say that.
No, I would come up with something like, I didn't know she was going to be there.
Yeah.
She was feeling faint. I was trying to hold her up. It was just, you know, me just trying to be a friend.
Have you seen the people that have done the what he should have done videos?
Yeah.
Like the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
That's what made me think of that.
Right?
You got to come up with an excuse.
Yeah.
And then all the memes of various people in that same pose. Have you seen those?
That's what I'm talking about. But it's like people like what he should have done. And when the camera goes on him, that he should have been trying to Heimlich.
Right, right.
Like she was choking.
Yeah. But they took also like other famous people and put them together, people that hate each other.
Well, now they're doing AI videos of like him like coming up and trying to explain himself as it's happening. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You talking about a died out at a concert that just ruined your life.
Well, and he made it worse by like ducking like that.
He did.
If you wouldn't have,
well, what
they
would you
just,
do?
No,
but, like,
I would duck too. I would duck and get the hell out of there.
But like, I don't think anything would have even questioned it except for people that they knew. But he made it worse by like diving
under.
I agree.
And he did.
Their reaction was what made it like people search it.
Shmadil, you want to read that?
Yeah. So it says, "What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a..."
Wait, right now, I'm the wife. I'm already pissed. It was not supposed to be a night of music and joy.
Maybe her name is Joy.
Maybe. No. All right, keep going.
What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, my family, and the team at Astrometer. You deserve better for me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader.
You can't fix this. I'm sorry, pal.
Read the very end where he talks about being put on video. It says...
I also want to express how troubling it is that I should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle.
See?
Well, also the impact of cheating on your wife. You might want to put that in there too while you're
at it. That's why people are even more mad at him. Like, you didn't even really take accountability. Like, at the beginning you said, it should have been so much fun, oh my God. And then at the end it's like, oh my God, I'm so mad at Coldplay.
Yeah. And you said this yesterday, on just about every ticket you buy, it says that, you know, you can be filmed.
Yeah.
That
your
caption can be taken, can be exposed. He got busted.
So crazy.
Poor
right?
dude. All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Welcome to a Friday, July 18th. Today's going to be a little bit hotter today with a chance of afternoon thundershowers. A weekend dead ahead, though. I know you guys went down to the Cirque Soleil last
night. Yeah, it was really good.
Big media party along with the rest of the public that was there. Bought tickets. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I saw Kathy J, and she said, tell you guys hi.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And so, yeah, it was really good. I took my son. He had chicken fingers.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was
his dinner.
Go-to meal.
That was his dinner.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what are you doing?
Whenever you're like at an event, like if I don't eat, I go to an abs game. Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders.
Automatic.
Right? It's like what? Okay.
Yeah. It's a staple.
It is. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, those acts come to town, man. They are so impressive. How they do that and the way they twist and turn and. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and they're
it was
so
really
talented.
Good.
And when you go to one, because I've been to, oh, geez, just like you, Jamie, I've been to probably a dozen of these things, right? But they're always amazing. Yeah. It's always something different.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're always different.
That
is true.
Well, and
it's
this one had amazing. Like a huge guy, a huge man, I guess you could call him, but he almost went up to the ceiling of the tent.
Yeah, but you know what? My kid ruined it.
Why?
Magnets. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody else. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ruin it for anybody else because we want you to go see it. But he's like, he leans over and I was like, that's incredible. He goes, magnets. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, why do you have to ruin it for me?
I never thought of that. To elevate.
They were stacking stuff.
Yeah. Magnets.
Like, you just ruined it.
I didn't even think about that, honestly.
Man. I didn't either. It takes a little physicist.
I'd never take that kid to a Penn and Teller show out in Vegas.
No. He just leaned over
everything.
And ruins everything.
Ruined it all. They got a big night tonight at Elitch Gardens. They're doing their adult swim party tonight.
Oh, nice.
I'll bet that gets crazy.
I bet it is. Yeah. Those are fun.
They even stress alcohol available.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Though. That sounds wacky.
Although I've seen some of those before, and I don't want to be in that soup. Because we went to the Bellagio. We used to have concerts in the pool.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys have ever done those, but everybody stands in the pool, and they have it was the B-52s back in the day. Yep. And they were on stage, and I was looking around, and George Maloof was my friend, and I go, hey, get in. He's like, I am never getting in that water.
I did a night swim at the Encore, and it was the same thing. I was like, man, it's just all been marinating during the day, and then everyone's getting in, and no one's going to the bathroom.
No, everybody's peeing because there's a concert.
Yeah.
Should be a good time at Elitch tonight. Make sure you get your tickets.
Right? Oh, Lord.
One night only. Kids are not allowed. It's called Glowtopia.
Wow.
21 and older. After our party, alcohol infused, it even says in the article.
Yeah.
I bet.
That's really bragging about it. Would you use alcohol infused to promote it? That's pretty cool.
And they have live DJs.
Got it all going on.
Yeah, wow.
DJ Squizzy Taylor's going to be there.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Squizzy?
Oh, yeah.
DJ Pause to the Music?
Mm-hmm.
You like him?
Oh, yes. All of them.
Oh, I see. Squizzy is the official DJ of the Denver Broncos.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know we had an official DJ.
He's also on our sister station.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's on KS.
Oh, Squeezy is?
Yeah, Squeezy Taylor.
I've never met Squeezy.
Yeah, he's over there.
Squeezy's over across how the
would,
hall.
Yeah. How would Jamie and I know Squeezy if we run into him at the bathroom or something?
I'm pretty sure he's on in the afternoon.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
We're not
so
here.
You wouldn't run into
okay.
him.
Okay, yeah. So we're never going to see Squeezy, are we?
No.
Okay, well, so he's on KS. Wow. Yeah.
What all is right, that? We work, so we work with Squeezy?
Yeah.
The official DJ of the Denver Broncos?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can see you at Elitch's in the water with Squeezy.
Yeah.
I could do Jamie. With my snorkel and my mask and my flippers.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd go. I'd show up in full scuba gear. Even a tank to stay underwater.
Where's the party?
Yeah.
What a way to kick off the weekend, man.
Nice.
There you go. All right, BJ and Jamie Tabloid Trash. The big story is Stephen Colbert. He is out. Done. The show is over. According to CBS, they're canceling the late night show. Not just him and replacing him. They're getting rid of the whole damn
thing. The whole thing, yeah.
They said that we're done with late night television. That's a crazy story. All right, we got that for you and a lot more coming up.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What network is Jimmy Kimmel on?
He is on ABC, I think.
Yeah.
Is he?
Okay. ABC, yeah. So, I think he's next.
Jimmy Kimmel went after CBS with a no-holds-barred message after his pal and longtime friend Stephen Colbert announced The Late Show will be ending in 2026 after 10 seasons on the air.
Colbert.
What did I say?
Colbert.
Oh, sorry.
We do it all the time. I do it, too.
Colbert.
Colbert. Colbert.
Cole.
Colbert.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Colbert. C-O-L.
Yeah.
You know B-E-R-T. What I like to call him? Steven. Yeah. Just Steven. It's fine. Yeah. Anyway. After 10 seasons, he's been canceled. And here's the thing. He said, Jimmy Kimmel said this. He said, love you, Steven. F you and all your Sheldons, CBS. Now, let me tell you something. I love all the Sheldons. Those are some of the best shows ever. And the fact the way they did it and, like, made it where he is, you know, older, the older Sheldon, so great. Because it's not Weird Science. What's the show called?
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory. And then he becomes young Sheldon. I mean, it's genius.
They do hang their hat on that.
Yeah, they do. But it's great television. Meh. Except for when the dad dies. You guys see that part on young Sheldon?
No.
The dad dies.
Oh.
Oh, it's so sad. Oh. They're getting ready to do a family photo shoot. Mm. And then the coach and the principal knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Mary, I know all this stuff. Anyway, they said, Mary, we have some bad news. And she's like, where is whatever his name is? And they're like, he's passed away.
Oh.
Now they're not going to have the family photo shoot.
They could prop him up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we can burn.
You've already got a photographer. That you might as well do it.
They were all dressed up for nothing. All dressed up for nothing. Speaking of which, I heard your photo shoot went really well yesterday.
I feel like I was at a middle school yearbook photo shoot. The only thing missing were the stars behind us.
Or a balloon arch. Yeah, you needed a balloon arch behind you.
I'm not expecting a lot.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. My dad was a professional photographer, so he had to do all the proms, all the homecomings, all the Little League stuff, everything.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
so embarrassing, like, because I'd go with my boyfriend to the prom. There's my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Right in the corner with the big balloon rainbow thing.
You want your picture?
Yeah. I'm like, let's not even get it. There'd be a line for my dad to take everybody's picture. I'm like, this, no, it's fine. All right, anyway, the huge story, if you're under a rock, you don't know about this, but everybody else does, and that's the Coldplay story. My God, it's from the Kiss Cam. Innocent enough, right? All of a sudden, Coldplay is playing at Gillette Stadium near Boston Wednesday night. And as you know, they did the Kiss Cam. And all of a sudden, boom, they pan onto this CEO. His name is Andy Byron. And he had his arms wrapped a woman who is not his wife. Yeah. And so her name is Kristen. So Andy was like honking on Kristen. And Kristen, also works at the company, and they're both, shocker, married to other people and have kids.
She's the HR director. She's supposed to be the one that says, this is not something we can do.
Okay.
You can't be doing this.
No. No fraternization.
No.
No. So as soon as the two saw themselves on the screens, he quickly let go of her. Like, oh, I didn't do it! And then he dived out of the shot. She turned around. And then the people around him were so happy they were busted.
Yeah.
You could just tell. They were just like, yeah!
The one lady was shocked. Her face is like, oh, my God, they got caught.
And it didn't help at all when Chris Martin said, wow, I think they might be having an affair.
Yeah.
He said that right on the mic, live on the mic. He said, I think they're having an affair or they're shy. I don't know what's going on here. The company is worth $1.3 billion. This Byron guy has served as the CEO of the company since 2023. My guess is he's going to be out, but I don't know. And she is, too.
I think they're both going to be out.
Yeah.
The astronomer company did come out and say they're saying that that statement is fake, that it wasn't him.
Because it's so poorly written.
Yeah, so they're saying it's fake.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better, because it's horrible.
And he hasn't made a statement yet.
Okay. All right, well, that's good, because there is a viral statement going around, and it's so poorly written, and I even thought to myself, he didn't even go with AI. Like, it's so poorly written.
He's still on the floor.
Yeah, he probably is.
Playing there crying.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
Yeah.
He can't write anything.
Because when he says it was supposed to be a night of fun and music, I was like, you don't say that.
No.
You know? So, okay, good. I'm glad that they said it was fake. So we'll see what happens with this couple, but I mean, not this couple, the whole situation. But man, it's everywhere. The memes are awesome. One of them says, Coldplay hasn't released any singles for ages, but they created two last night.
Yeah.
That one went viral too. I feel like Travis Kelce and his brother got in a fight.
Why?
Because they're ending their New Heights podcast.
Well, they say it's because of the training camp.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, they were on there, and that's what he mentioned. He said training camp's coming up. Travis has been accused of not putting it all toward football. And so in order to do that, we need to move forward without doing the podcast.
Well, they're not going to say they got in a fight.
Well, no, I agree with you, but that was the explanation I saw.
Travis Kelce, brother Jason, have announced there will be no new episodes of their smash hit podcast, New Heights, for the foreseeable future.
Wow.
Jason, I know, right? That's what I'm saying. I think they had a little tiff. Jason may be retired from the NFL, but his younger brother is still active, about to start training camp with the Chiefs. As a result, the brothers will not be releasing new episodes of the show, which has 2.5 million subscribers.
I think that he's been accused of having too much activities going on outside of football, Travis, that is. And I think he's just trying to focus and make it much, much better this year.
We've come to the end of the road, is what Jason said.
That's crazy because they just signed a $100 million deal?
Yeah.
And it doesn't take that much to do
a
podcast.
Especially with all the people around them, it literally, they pop in for 30 minutes.
Yeah, he could do that. He could do that on his off day.
That's what I'm telling you. They had a falling out.
They'll be back after the football season.
And when your statement is, we've come to the end of the road, that's a little shady to me.
That's weird.
Yeah. I love this story. 7 years after Lindsey Buckingham's departure from Fleetwood Mac in 2018, the iconic duo of Stevie Nicks and Buckingham have stirred fan excitement. They both they wrote Instagram posts. You know, they used to hate each other, and they had a love story like none other. I just made that part up, but they did. Nick shared the handwritten lyrics, and if you go forward, and then Buckingham responded, I'll follow you there. Oh, it's so sweet. I love this. This lyric duet comes shortly after Mick Fleetwood posted himself listening to the same song. So we got all of them singing or, you know, listening to this song. So we're thinking that maybe a new album is on its way. We don't know what's going on. Although I don't think she has the voice that she once did. But neither Buckingham nor Nix has officially commented on why they're writing all this. If you remember, Buckingham was ousted from the band in 2018 after a fallout with Nix. He's since blamed her for the split, whereas she described the situation as toxic and said she stepped away willingly in 2024. Mick, however, who also boned her, expressed hope that they all heal. So that was a whole thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Man, that was crazy. And then finally for you, the Duchess of Sussex. The whole Netflix thing, number 383 for this whole entire year.
Sussex sucks.
Yeah, it does, right? It was watched by just 5.3 million viewers.
And Carson.
Yes.
I'm proud.
5.3 3,000,001.
Yeah. I stand by you, Megan.
Man, did they lose their ass on this one?
Oh,
or
my God.
Netflix paid him $100 million. Her show comes in 300 and some. His is like in the thousands. That whole thing. I mean, you talk about a bomb. This was a bomb.
With Love, Megan, which was widely panned as like going to be this huge thing. It was all about her brand. She wanted media domination. Well, it is, as they call it, floundered.
You know, and after, you know, we played that Oprah interview yesterday where she was talking about the Sussex and the Ducks and all that. But I feel like part of Hollywood is even turning on her.
Yeah.
Like they don't really, she's like, I don't know, bad luck, poison, something like that. That they just don't want to be, they don't want to be their name associated with her.
Well, when you pay $100 million for a show, you expect more than 383rd place.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you expect top 10.
Jamie, I was seeing yesterday, you know, you're talking about the Stephen Colbert thing, right?
Right.
I was seeing yesterday, and they listed all the late night shows and all the viewership. Seth Meyers is at the bottom. He has 100,000 people watching.
That's it?
That's it.
100,000?
Within the demo. 18 to 49 adults.
Yeah.
He has 100,000. 110, I think it was. I think overall he had like 800,000, but he had 100,000 wow. within the demo that they can sell for commercials. That's the way they look at it. But it was hard. We have more.
That's what I was going to say. Just remember, advertisers, radio brings in a lot more than that.
We have more listeners than they want to have yeah. viewers.
Wow. That's
Seth Meyers is going to be the next one to go.
I yeah. agree with you.
Yeah.
Woo. Let's see here. What am I seeing about Chicken Fry? Brianna. I'll read this in a minute. I guess she's going to release video. Is that right?
Oh.
We thought this might happen yesterday, right?
Yep.
I guess Brianna Chicken Fry is maybe thinking about releasing videos of Zach Bryan.
Oh, this is going to get juicy.
Isn't it crazy? Mm. Oh, my God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.